of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Thank you for tuning into this broadcast, for truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in. This is New Life Ministry. This is a branch of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's just pray before we begin. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of being able to be among the living. God, we know that you're a God that sit high, but yet you look low. We know that you're a God that comfort us in our times of need. You know, we know that you're a God that supplies our every need. And we just thank you, God, for being God and God all by yourself. We thank you, God, for Jesus who died on the cross, giving us the opportunity to life, your only begotten Son. And we ask you, Lord, that you would bless this United States of America as we are embarking on the time of voting. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that we would clean everything up and keep it clean and do it in the right manner and in the right way. We ask you, Lord, that we to bless those who are about to vote, that bless those who have voted already. And Lord, bless those who would be traveling from place to place in order to vote in these trying times. We ask you, Lord, that you would bless those that have been infested with COVID-19, and protect those, Lord, who are walking among us and who are trying to do their everyday duties of life. We ask you, Lord, that you would continue to be with us and keep us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Get ready, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We just want to talk today, just for a little while, on the subject dealing with voting and so forth. We know that God owns everything. We know that it's all about God. We know that the government was instituted by God, and we know because God owns everything, he wants us to acknowledge that and do things decently and in order. Isn't it 24 book of Psalms, 24 book of Psalms that says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, meaning that everything is his? Isn't it the 37 book of Psalms even tells us about those who tried to come up against us? For it says in that book, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they will be cut off. And you know, as we are embarking on voting and using our constitutional rights that many have given their lives for, many have struggled for, simply to give us the opportunity to vote. I want to say to all of you young people, acknowledge and utilize the gift that has been given to you of voting. Go out and vote. And be participants in this election, because this is an election that will haunt you for the rest of your life. And I just believe that if you don't vote, you don't have a word. Let's go out. Let's vote. Let's do it decently and in order. We know that there will be long lines, and we ask you that you would just be patient as you stand in those lines to vote with one another. And also do as the doctors tell us to sanitize, to social distance, and to wear your mask. And I know, and I pray that those of you that don't like the thing of wearing masks, that you would do it and you would wear it to protect other folk. And we're asking you that you would do that. You know, God wants us to do everything decently and in order. So as we go to the polls, as we go to our prospective areas, let us do it right. You know, there's a lot being done to try to stop you from voting. But I want to tell you, utilize what God has given you, what many have died for. Go out and vote. And guess what? If you don't vote, that means that if things doesn't go right, if things doesn't materialize way you want, you're part of the problem. And we want to have, we're going to have a young lady to come on and tell us some things about voting so forth. And her name is Tiffany Sanders, and we're going to ask that you would listen at her. She's going to come in and she's going to share a few things with us dealing with voting. Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm doing well, Reverend Kenny. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I want to first let everyone know that Tiffany Sanders has a law office here in Alexandria, and that Tiffany also is a candidate for district judge. And we want to just ask Tiffany if she would speak about the importance of voting and what's going on and so forth.
As you know, Reverend Kenny, early voting started yesterday, and it will run until the 27th. So everyone has 11 full days to early vote. And voting is an important right and responsibility. Every vote counts in this important election, and nothing should be left to chance, which is why I am encouraging you to make your voice heard and vote early.
Okay, and Tiffany, am I mistaken that all of you will be out and be supporting the early voting and so on and so forth? And what are you doing as far as the voting is concerned?
So we would like to invite all to join us today, also this coming Saturday, too, and we'll also be doing it again this Saturday from 11 to 2. p.m., 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for a live radio remote. And once you have cast your early vote at the Rapides Parish Courthouse, you're encouraged, and please meet me and my team at my law office, which is located at 929 Johnson Street. It is two blocks from the courthouse for food and fellowship. And we will be out throughout the next 11 days until Election Day, which is November 3rd, canvassing, meeting people, encouraging people, motivating all the citizens, please get out and vote in this election.
Okay, and Tiffany, you know, one good thing I know about you is that you're a child of God, you're a Christian, you're a born-again believer, and I have watched you on many occasions as you have been in the neighborhood, been out about, and going from door to door, spending all of your time. And, you know, that is so, you don't see a lot of that. And I watch you going from evening to night and doing it on a regular basis, on a daily basis. And, you're not just one who just, put foot soldiers out there, but you're out there with them.
Absolutely. And I think that's so important because Reverend, this seat is for the people. It's for the people, elected by the people, and you represent the people. And so it has been a joy for me. I wouldn't be honest if I wouldn't tell you I'm tired. I am tired because it does take a lot of effort and a lot of energy, but it's also a huge responsibility, which I do not take lightly. So going every single day, with the exception of Sunday, because Sunday is, of course, the Lord's Day, and I don't want to do that on Sundays. But every day, with the exception of Sundays, we're out meeting people, reintroducing ourselves to people, knocking on doors, going to family and friends' homes and people throughout the parish, encouraging them to vote, having conversations with them, listening to their concerns, listening to any questions that they may have about this sub-district, because it is a different sub-district. And we have enjoyed ourselves. I look forward to it every single day that we're out, and we walk until the night catches us and we have to wrap it up because the sun has gone down. But it's for the people, and it's so important that people understand that, you know, when you run for a seat, particularly a judicial seat, it is a seat that is for the community. It is the seat for the people. You represent the people. And I tell everyone that I cannot be elected without the people's support, without them voting for me. And so, because it is their seat, and so it has been a tremendous honor and a pleasure to go throughout the community and continue to encourage people and see people with their families eating dinner and inviting me in to talk. It has been a blessing. It truly has been.
And you know what the good, you know what a good thing is about it is that I think that a lot of candidates can, as a lot of them are Christians, can pattern off of some of the things that you do because you run a clean campaign. And I have been observing things throughout this political race, and there's been a lot of dirty politics that's been going on, exposing one another just for a position. And I have watched, I watch all of the time, and I watch you as you run a clean campaign, not throwing stones at anybody, not digging up garbage and with somebody and so forth and so on. So I want you to say a few more words as we get ready to close this out, and we have about 3 minutes left. So I want you to say something.
Okay, well, I think it's important for people to understand too that Mr. Williams, that's in the race with me, we're not against each other. We're vying for the same seat. We are friends. I respect him. He respects me. We talk all the time. We are colleagues. We have cases together. So there's no animosity. There's no nastiness because we are both children of God, and we respect each other, and we respect the fact that we're both vying for the same seat. I think it's important, extremely important, for people to understand that every election, every quote unquote competition does not have to be nasty. It can be done with respect. Amen. And it can be done with admiration for one another, and let the people decide. Certainly, I believe that I am the more experienced candidate simply because I've been here in practicing law throughout the state and Rapides Parish for almost 20 years. All my experience and the varied background of legal practice and commitment to this community, I am very, 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 very grateful for the opportunities that I have had, and I have represented citizens with their legal matters both in and out of court. And so I'm hoping and praying, whatever it is, and I say this all the time, it's God's will. Whatever God's will, His will be done.
Amen.
I am, again, thankful, appreciative for everyone who has supported me, and even for those that don't support me. I'm asking for your support. And I'm just grateful,
Reverend
Kenny. I really am.
Well, you know, Tiffany, we're thankful for you, and we want you to know that the sky's the limit for you, and keep it clean, and God is gonna take care of everything. I want everybody to know we are a church that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations. You have experienced and have heard from one of the candidates, Tiffany Sanders of for district judge. And look, go out and vote the person of your choice. We want to let you know that the best is yet to come. If you want to support this broadcast, you support this broadcast by making all checks, money, or whatever it is payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Thank you. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer. You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1. Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the First St. Mark Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Grady Blackwell. I'm so glad to be here. So glad to talk to you again one more time. I just want to thank you for having your radio on and listen to this station, and especially the First St. Mark Baptist Church Ministry. First thing I want to say to you is that this is the time to go out and vote. I'm talking about early voting. We don't want to wait until November the 3rd. We want to get our vote in there. I'm not trying to tell you how to vote, but I know one thing. I'm telling you to vote. Vote your conscience. Vote what you know. And you've heard the candidates as they advertise, as they talk to you by radio, by telephone, by paper literature, but go out and vote. If you don't vote, you're not a friend of mine. So go out and vote. If you're having any problems on voting or something, I would be glad to help you. I'd be glad to take my old truck and give you a ride to the poll if you need transportation. But we are telling you to go out and vote. I hope that some of the ministers, some of the old members who are homebound that listen to this ministry of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm talking about First St. Mark members. I know, and we know, and you know that we hadn't had a chance to talk personal to you because of the coronavirus, but we're talking to you now. We want you to hold on to hope. We feel that everything gonna be all right. And we feel that way because not what everybody else say, it's because we got God on our side. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, I can't tell you right now where in the world would we be. We just want to thank God for everything that's happening now. We thank God for waking us up this morning. We just thank God just for being God all by himself. Let me tell you something about First St. Mark. First St. Mark Baptist Church is located 1624 Reed Avenue, Alexander, Louisiana. We have service every Sunday at 11 a.m. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m. And some people say, well, I'd rather be in Sunday school at First St. Mark than to be in the regular service. I learned so much at Sunday school. So we're telling you, come on out to Sunday school and church. We want you to know that we're open back up and we're having church service every Sunday. We love visitors. And we want some of our older members, if they can make it and feel confidence, come on back into the house of the Lord. Because we're having service every Sunday. Our service start again at 11 a.m. And it lasts about an hour. We also want you to know that we have midweek service that starts at 6:30 and lasts until 7:30. Every Monday, we have Celebrate Sobriety, AA, NA. We just come out there for 1 hour from 6:30 until 7:30 every Monday. And we'd love for you to come out if you got a problem or you know somebody got a problem, send them our way. And we just will be just glad to have them and work with them on celebrating sobriety. Other thing that I want to tell you, on every Thursday morning, we try to feed the hungry. We have what we call a breakfast every Thursday morning. This has been going on over 8 years, where we just serve a breakfast. Sometimes we call it a community breakfast. Sometimes it's referred to as a community prayer breakfast. Certainly we have a prayer. We bless our food that we're eating, but we have quite a few people coming out for the community prayer breakfast. They sit and eat, or they can get it to go, and most of them get it to go with this coronavirus. But come on out, get some of the bacon, grits, eggs, toast, jelly. I mean, and it's a fellowship too. We talk about different things. We talk about the Lord. And it's not so much as a food, as far as I'm concerned, but it gives me a chance to fellowship with the people and the members of the community. And some may not be right in the Army quarters, but they are in the community. They come by and they pick up a plate and we talk. And I just enjoy that, and I think they enjoy it too. So come on by, meet some of the people, have a good hot breakfast. It's from like 7 in the morning until 8:30. So come on by and enjoy breakfast at First St. Mark Baptist Church. Seeking the lost and lifting the found, that would be us. So many problems is going on in our community. And one of the problems that is really dragging and just giving us a hard time is not only the coronavirus, but we've been through a couple of storms. And I call them storms. You may call them a hurricane. You may call them even something else. But I say it's a storm. And one of the things I want to say, we've been hit by the storm. We've been hit by the flood. We are going through this pandemic. So it's praying time. But I just want you to know that hang on to your hope. And our hope is in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hope and anything else can and is a failure. But we're just saying our hope is in the Lord. That's where our hope is in. It's in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me say this. I was looking at a scripture in the Bible here. I was looking at Philippians, the first chapter and the first verse. And I just want to read from 1 through 6. That's Philippians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 6. Paul and Timothea, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Verse 2, just say, grace be with you. And peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I kind of like that introduction that they're giving us right there. One of the other things that I'm looking at, verse 3 starts to talk about prayer of thanksgiving. Prayer, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine, for you all are making requests with joy. In other words, some of the people there was requesting prayer, and they were requesting prayer with joy. There's so much difference between happiness and joy. You know, sometimes happy, I get a new car or something, somebody's real happy they got a new car. And pretty soon, they got to get something else to make them happy. A new house, a new this, a new that, and they're happy. But I can tell you something about joy. You ain't got to get no new car to get joy. You can get joy by having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's the type of joy that the world don't give to you. And somebody said the world can't take it away. One of the things on verse 5, it says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. And what Paul was thinking and what we ought to think about too, Paul was thinking about the fellowship in the gospel. There's a lot of churches open in the name of Jesus. And I just pray that we are on the same thing, preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we ought to, every once in a while, we ought to fellowship together in the gospel from the first day until now. And we don't have to be in that church, or they don't have to be in our church, but we're just fellowshipping in the spirit. I know that somebody in another church is fellowshipping and saying that preaching the same gospel that we preach. And I just pray that all churches that open in the name of Jesus Christ is preaching the gospel. And if they are, we on the same track. We in the same neighborhood. We in the same lane. The verse 6, I just want to mention it, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And that's saying a lot. What we know and what we do in the name of Jesus mean quite a bit. So what I'm trying to tell you as reading this first chapter of Philippians, verses 1 through 6, I'm just trying to tell you, cling on to the hope, because that's the only thing we got right now, is the hope and the faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, storms may come, wind may blow, floods may come, and all kind of catastrophe may come and go. But I don't know about anybody else. I'm going to hang on to my hope in Jesus Christ. One of the things that I do want to mention, and I want to mention this very quickly. First St. Mark have a fundraiser. We're trying to buy a van. And the Lord has blessed us so much that we know that we're going to get a van. Thanks to all of you who have called and told us about vans for sale or that might be for sale. We thank you for that. A couple of people have donated and sent, they sent a check, a money order. And if any of you out there still want to do that, you can call 318-589-8129 and we will give you direction. Or you can mail it to First St. Mark Baptist Church, 1624 Reed Avenue, Alexander, Louisiana. The zip is 71301. But we thank you for what you already done. The 8-hour fundraiser for a van, we do have a fundraiser dinner for the month of October, and we will have one for November, but I got October here. Every Wednesday, we'll have a fundraiser. We're serving a lunch. And on the 21st, which is this Wednesday coming up, we have spaghetti, garlic bread, corn, drink, and a cake. So we just want you to call that number that I gave you, my number, and certainly we will deliver. And it's only $6.50. On the 28th, I just want you to know we got turkey wings, rice and gravy, green beans, sweet potatoes, drink, cake, and a roll. And we'll open from 11 a.m. to 2, and we will deliver. And we're just doing this probably until the month of December so we can get just enough in order to get our van. And we just thank y'all for keeping us in prayer. Let me just pray a short prayer, and then I will be out of here. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know life is difficult right now, and I want you to know that as a minister, we are praying. The Apostle Paul wrote a letter of encouragement to the Philippian church during a season of extreme hardship, saying, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I will always pray joy because of your partnership in the gospel from this day until that we're called home. He said that we begin a good work, and we want to keep that work up until Christ come at us again. Father God, bless all of us. Bless this nation. Bless this city, breathe on First St. Mark Baptist Church. You know what we do?